This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi engaged with leaders of Oman, Jordan, France and Malaysia in a series of high-level diplomatic conversations. Discussions centered on de-escalating tensions in West Asia while reaffirming India's commitment to dialogue, diplomacy and regional stability. During his talks with leaders of Oman and Jordan, Mr. Modi also appreciated their efforts in facilitating the safe return of Indian nationals stranded in the region. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said during his conversation with Sultan of Oman, Haitham bin Tariq, he reiterated India's strong condemnation of the violation of Oman's sovereignty and territorial integrity. During his interaction with King of Jordan Abdullah II, Prime Minister Modi remarked that attacks on energy infrastructure in West Asia are condemnable and can lead to avoidable escalation. Mr. Modi affirmed that India and Jordan stand in support of unhindered transit of goods and energy. The Prime Minister said during the conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron, both the leaders looked forward to continuing coordination to advance peace and stability in the region and beyond. Mr. Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim, during their talks, discussed the deeply concerning situation in West Asia. Prime Minister Modi also extended his greetings to him on the occasion of the upcoming festival of Hari Raya Eid al-Fitr. Tensions in West Asia remain high following a series of assassinations, airstrikes and attacks on critical energy infrastructure. Addressing a media briefing in Washington, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said Iran would face the largest strike package yesterday, asserting that the ongoing war will end on America's terms. Meanwhile, Israeli strikes have pushed deeper into Lebanon, hitting central Beirut, including the Basta and Zuqaq al-Balat areas. In a coordinated diplomatic response, foreign ministers from 12 Arab and Islamic countries issued a joint statement in Riyadh condemning Iranian missile strikes on civilian infrastructure. Across the Gulf, air defense systems remain on high alert as threats to energy infrastructure persist. The government has said that 100% supply of domestic piped natural gas PNG and compressed natural gas CNG for transportation purposes has been ensured across the country. Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday. She said around 125,000 domestic and commercial PNG connections have been issued within the span of 2 weeks to ensure uninterrupted energy supply to consumers. The Joint Secretary said the situation regarding LPG is concerning, but there is no risk of a complete stockout. The BJP has released a second list of candidates for the state assembly elections in West Bengal. This list of 111 names include several notable figures such as former Union Minister of State Nishit Pramanik, who will contest from Mathabhanga in Koch Bihar. BJP's chief spokesperson Devjit Sarkar stated that so far 256 candidates have been announced. The Left Front also yesterday announced the names of 32 candidates in its second phase for the upcoming assembly elections. In the list, there are three women candidates. Congress Party has announced a second list of candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Kerala, fielding 37 candidates. The party has fielded senior Congress leader V.S. Sivakumar from Aruvikara constituency, while former MLA K.S. Sabrinandan will contest from Nemam. The list also includes Sandeep Verrier from Trikaripur constituency, Mohammed Shias from Kochi, Natakom Suresh from Etumanur, and State Youth Congress Secretary Abhin Varke from Aranmula constituency. Earlier, the party had fielded 55 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections. Polls for assembly elections in Kerala are scheduled for 9th of next month, while counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. Delhi yesterday witnessed light to moderate rainfall as sudden weather changes triggered thunderstorms across several areas, including Noida, Ghaziabad and Greater Noida. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Sub Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim region. In All-India Master Badminton, Tanvi Sharma, Ishwani Barua and Malvika Bansod have stormed into the women's singles quarterfinal at Pala de Deh Sports in France. India's men's doubles duo of Arjun Madathil Ramachandran and Hariharan Amsakarunan have also entered quarterfinals at Pala de Deh Sports in France. In the men's single, Ayush Shetty lost to Yudai Okimoto of Japan in the round of 16 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.